Right on. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 not yet. Not yet. Wait. Good grief. It went straight into it, didn't it? Sorry, Peter. Don't you have a panic attack? I'll be calling you in a second. I was actually about to play a really wonderful SJD song, and well, what do you know? The computer said no, whatever the joke was. I hope you're well. That was, of course, the 13th Floor Elevators. You're going to miss me. Before that, Sun Away with a nice big long tune called Rat-a-Tat. And Mel Parsons before that. Yeah, we will be speaking to Peter Lynham very, very shortly. But let's hear from SJD, You Are The Movement. I love this song so much. That's the spirit. Here we go. This is, it was a false alarm earlier, but this is truly That's the Spirit. Professor Emeritus Peter Lynham, how do you do?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, and I think I know what we're talking about today. We've all rushed out and watched Conclave. We're digging around for our Neon account so we can watch the Young Pope. We're brushing up on how it all works and what can happen. Tell us what can happen and how, and tell us what we're talking about today.
Well, firstly, I thought it. What was interesting to me is that the news media saw this as a story. Because, I mean, generally the news media ignores religion to a great degree. And so why did they think the Pope was so interesting? You know, that was what fascinated me. Because I wouldn't have thought that was obvious. And my guess is that actually ceremony and also a very protracted illness that got us ready for the event maybe sort of led us to the edge of our seats. But in the end, it really was interesting that the media chose to broadcast so much of the funeral ceremony. And as for it being a slimmed-down ceremony, it didn't seem much slimmed-down to me. it was classic high drama in the kind of grand way that only a religion can do, really.
I wonder if it's because, you know, he's not around anymore to say, no, pare it back. don't put that up.
It is actually true that once the Pope is dead, he couldn't control what the cardinals decided. So they could have upped the ceremony. But I don't know that actually, I mean, the version of the text of the funeral he had agreed to, I mean, it had already been cut back massively in Pope John Paul's day. So I think actually the sense of ceremony and grandeur and ritual was actually quite attractive to people.
Yeah. And, I think so, yeah.
And I guess Conclave has certainly helped, you know, because it's upped the awareness, even if Conclave got some of the little details wrong. You know, they've given us an insight to what is, remember, both a monarchy, and we have to remember that. It was a papal monarchy, historically. Mm-hmm. And although Francis would have run a mile from that description, of course, that's exactly what the ceremonies are all about.
Yeah.
Very much anointing somebody for a sacred role which is ordained by God to rule over others. So that's a monarchy, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, the closest thing we'd see, wouldn't it be, would be something like the coronation and the royal funerals. And that's,
yes, indeed. I mean, that's right.
Yeah, it's sort of out of the hands of whoever's in the hot seat.
And the only places that still have that are those that still got monarchies with ancient tradition. And, you know, the English got it because they'd stripped away enough and made the king constitutional, so the powers were limited. But what's interesting in this case is that the powers of the Pope have tended to increase over the last 200 years, whereas monarchies everywhere else have decreased.
Interesting.
So, you know, from 1871, the Pope gained the power to declare a doctrine to be an infallible doctrine of the Church that was required of all faithful to believe it. Well, you know, that's pretty heady stuff when you think about it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I think Francis has edged towards, in several gestures, to what he calls synodality. And synodality meant gathering the opinions of the Catholics before any decisions were made.
Right.
See, historically, the Pope can call a council, and there was the huge council in 1963 to 65, which Pope John the 23rd called. But even there, the Pope doesn't agree with one of the decrees. It doesn't get through because the Pope has the supreme power to veto, to reject, or to approve. So this is a pretty autocratic kind of monarchy, and to try and bend it into a kind of a synodical church is what he was trying to do. Well, I mean, even that didn't really come off because he consulted with people, but then actually didn't decide anything. So he still had the absolute veto.
Right. Interesting.
So it is interesting because you can see that Francis was inclined to create a more consultative papacy, but there's a lot of history to go against, and so his steps were quite limited in what he actually did. Now, given all that, I think a lot of that makes some sense of the massive, massive degree of ritual that were involved, because I guess for Catholics, the Pope is the Church in some sense, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody else, he chooses all the cardinals who will vote for his successor. So in as much as Francis could kind of predict how people would vote,
interesting.
He presumably has chosen people to his way of thinking.
So, right. So these people that we're seeing is, you know, everyone's posting these lists of, like, you know, the rogues gallery of who it might be. Yeah. Are those people he's chosen, or is that separate?
It's total and utter speculation.
Ugh.
So the Pope has to be selected from among the cardinals. That's true. So we know who've been the old hands at being cardinal. We know who hangs around Rome and therefore is more likely to be known to people.
Mm-hmm.
There are no lists created. We can only try to deduce why he chose who he chose. And in the case of New Zealand, it's pretty obvious that you take the senior Catholic bishop. He was the Archbishop. And it's interesting because he has retired from the job of being Archbishop, Cardinal June,
mm-hmm.
and in fact was suspended from the roles of bishop and acting as a priest while he was investigated for alleged sexual misconduct.
Oh.
But he's now back in the position that he is our only cardinal. Mind you, I mean, we've only had, I think, four or five cardinals in the whole history of New Zealand Catholic Church. And you can see that, for example, do you remember the story of George Pell, Australian cardinal, who Pope Francis brought in to try and sort out the chaos of the Vatican Bank, but who clearly was on the conservative side and was also, of course, got in trouble with the law and went to prison for a period until he was pardoned, but was very much conservative in some respect. So you can't easily read the way people are going to vote as the way it's going to turn out. So it's interesting.
Interesting. I mean, it is so interesting. I've done a wee bit of reading on some of the, you know, the possible candidates, and it is interesting how it just goes from, you know, your Pope Francis type approach and some of the things they stand for, and, you know, this guy from Ghana who reportedly used to play the keyboards in a funk band, and then there's that kind of far right Hungarian guy who's like backing the government there. It's anyone's guess, isn't it? It's pretty crazy.
Well, it is completely anyone's guess because it's how they look to their fellow cardinals that will decide the matter. And who knows how some of these people would look. And, you know, who among the cardinals would be up with the reputation of some of the predecessors? They can ask them questions, but they may choose to present themselves in a certain way that bears little relationship to who they are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that makes it far harder to call as well.
Interesting. Have you got money on anyone?
No, but I'm inclined to think it's going to be one of the people in the papal sort of close to Rome, because they're most likely to know people. And so that puts the Hungarian, who does a lot of work in Rome, but it also puts O'Farrell from Ireland in the running, should he be interested.
The Italians, presumably?
And Ray, yes, who presided over the service, could be it. Who knows? So it's very, very hard to give any guarantee as to which way it's going to... I think given that there are so many new cardinals, you know, in the last 12 years, Francis has chosen 108 new cardinals.
Wow.
Of the 350 cardinals, half them are too old to be allowed to vote because they've got to be under 80 to vote. But they can be there for the consultation for the next few days.
Whispering.
The next 9 days of mourning. So they can have an influence in their own indirect way. And so that's quite an interesting possibility, that they will influence things, I wonder.
Hmm.
I also suspect that because there are so many new, it won't be as tight as they would have wanted. I'm pretty certain there'll be some who can't resist leaking information to the press. So we'll hear something.
Right.
But, of course, whether to believe it, because what will be happening is people will try to set up their candidates by giving them, you know, high praise, and we might get totally confused by that aspect.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting, and I guess leaking is one way of building profile.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Suddenly you become a person you need to be considered if you, you know, perform like this. So that's what is so very, very interesting.
Would you like me to leak your name? I can do that for you if you like.
Well,
I know you're not Catholic strictly, but
Catholic. I think you have to be Catholic.
Well, that answers the age old question, doesn't it?
Is the Pope a Catholic?
Yes. Yeah. Seems like he might be.
Although the reputation of Francis with some of them, I mean, the people who hated Francis said he'd never behaved like a Catholic, like a proper Catholic. It's crazy.
Interesting. Well, just to finish off, I mean, interesting text from somebody, you know, often when we get talk about this sort of stuff, and I'm sure I will get people texting and talking about how terrible he was. But, you know, actually, I think that one of the reasons people are so interested this time is because he generally seemed like a pretty good guy.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, in the face of so much pomp and grandeur, and to actually turn down all the perks of office is astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's what made him so attractive to outsiders. But in a way, this is what made some of the traditional Catholics very upset.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, you know, in a way, they'd say, this is how we show up. Our top dog, you know, this is our big man. He ought to be treated with grandeur. He ought to wear red socks and slippers, etc.
It's just like anything at the moment, that bastardization, isn't it, of the origins, and saying just that kind of humility and empathy are the kind of lowest on the list when they were meant to be the highest, you know.
Yes.
Which is,
I'm afraid that's true.
Yeah.
It's very, very true that we do not respect the personal qualities. In fact, we ignore personal qualities so often in voting. How can you explain American voting otherwise?
Someone says here, kia ora, it was fascinating watching the funeral from a non-religious perspective. I thought they gave him a good send-off. I loved hearing about who he championed. Cheers, Laura.
And I thought the most delightful part of this not very simplified funeral was that moment at the end when, and I didn't see this on TV, maybe it was going on so long, but the white roses given by, you know, a homeless sort of person, a transgendered person. Yes, this was outside the church where he was actually buried.
Interesting.
And if you've seen the photographs of this very simple grave with the word Franciscus on it, that's the mark of somebody who doesn't care about status.
Yeah, well, that's so cool. Well, thank you very much. I've got a special song to play after this, which is a Lawrence Arabia song. Anyone can guess what song's called. But thank you again, and I guess we'll just keep our eyes on the prize.
We will have to Vatican spotting. Yes.
Vatican spotting. All right, Pope Watch. Thanks, Peter.
Very good.
Bye bye. News, weather, and surf very soon. But first, we couldn't not play the